Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new kitab, Kitabul Adhkari, the book on the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first chapter under this is Babu Fadli Dhikri wal Hassi Alayhi, the chapter on the virtue of dhikr and the encouragement to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we do the various ayat and the various ahadith, we'll explain more and more about the importance of dhikr, something that is lacking today, something that we take it as trivial and unimportant. But really this is for the spiritual side that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. This is actually the vitamins and the food and the nourishment for the spiritual side. And this is the real side of a person, the person's ruh. One is you get the external, the physical. The physical we can liken it toward like a car. And the ruh we can liken it as the driver of the car. So very often people make effort on the car. In other words, make effort on the body. That the body must stay well, must have no problems. Physically the body must be well. Sometimes people go to the gym and they train to get muscles, so the car must be well. So everything is done, or most of the time things are done to keep the body well, in other words to keep the car well. But very seldom do we worry about the ruh, the driver of the car. The driver is going to remain forever and ever. Only the vehicle will change. When a person passes away, the vehicle changes. That ruh now, the driver now moves on to another vehicle. And the vehicle that Allah Ta'ala has got for him in Jannah is something else. The beauty and the enjoyment and the strength and the vigor. Person is older, he needs to take sugar tablets, pressure tablets, he needs to take, what is cholesterol. There's so many things he has got to, he doesn't have energy. But in Jannah there will be energy forever. No such thing as sickness, no such thing as tablets, no such thing as pain, no such thing as weakness. All the time the person will have all the energy, all the strength. And in fact, it will keep increasing. This is the beauty Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jannah. But as far as this world is concerned, Allah Ta'ala has made it such like how the physical body has got food, spiritual, the soul, the ruh, is also food for it. And the food for the ruh is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great source of nourishment. So when we talk about dhikr, it's very broad. It includes all the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the salat that we read also, this is also incorporated under dhikr. A person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is discharging his zakat. It is also dhikr. A person is protecting his eyes, his ears, his tongue. He is careful of what he looks at, he listens and what he talks. A person is careful of what he thinks. And this is also the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything that helps a person remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person engaging in that, is now engaging in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessings and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unlimited. For this reason, it is only natural that we thank Him and remember Allah ta'ala by way of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And main, or the highest form of dhikr is the obedience, the ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama give an example. A person brings a gift. Say for example, Makkah Sharif, you bring one topi for somebody. And you give this person the topi. But this person takes the topi, and now he doesn't wear it, he just leaves it lying around, or he takes it and he uses it to shine his car, wipe his tires. The person that gave him, what would he think? He think that I took all the effort of bringing this topi for this person, now he's using it as a rag, using it as a chamois to clean his car. He's not showing any appreciation for this topi that I brought him. Now imagine, now forget this topi. Ulama explained the head that Allah Ta'ala has given us, not the topi to put on the head. The head that Allah Ta'ala has given us, his eyes that Allah Ta'ala has given us, his ears that Allah Ta'ala has given us, his body, if we use it to go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what type of shukr are we making to Allah Ta'ala for this whole body that Allah Ta'ala has given us? So therefore the shukr of this body is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the shukr for every other ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The objective of dhikr is to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and to increase one's rank in the year after. However, the blessings of zikr, one will also be rewarded with goodness in this world. The benefits of zikr, a person feels it in this world. Some of the many benefits of zikr, as mentioned in the Quran Sharif and the Hadith, are, it generates peace of mind and tranquility, something that everyone is looking for. Who is not looking for peace of mind? Who is not looking for tranquility? Allah Ta'ala has left it in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cures illnesses. Many, many illnesses are cured by the barakat of zikr. It purifies the heart, like how you got a cleanser for everything. You got a cleanser for the windows, you got a cleanser for the carpets, you got a cleanser for the cars, you got a cleanser for steel, you got a cleanser for brick, and you get a cleanser for glass. And yet the cleanse that Allah has made for the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made it such that it draws, it attracts sustenance. The person that makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes the rozi easy for him. It attracts. It's got a magnetic effect that it brings sustenance. It makes it easy for the person. And what else it does? It protects one from the whisperings of shaitan, which is becoming more and more common. The people are becoming victims of shaitan. So one way to protect ourselves from the whisperings of shaitan is continuously engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentioned in Surah An-Kabut, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the remembrance of Allah ta'ala is the greatest. Greatest is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the greatest action is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentioned in Surah Baqarah, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That remember me and I will remember you. This is just for our expression. Otherwise, Allah ta'ala doesn't forget anything. But you remember me and I will remember you. Imagine if Allah ta'ala is remembering a person. How fortunate he is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembering such a person. And who doesn't want, when a friend of ours tells us that I remembered you today, some big person tells us that today I remembered you and I thought of you, how happy we become. And imagine Allah ta'ala remembering us, Allah ta'ala thinking of us. In other words, when Allah ta'ala thinks of a person, Allah ta'ala is showering his special mercies upon that person. So which one of us doesn't want the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But the shart is, the condition is, فَذْكُرُونِي. You remember me and I will remember you. In other words, I'll shower my mercy upon you. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. We'll continue inshallah every day slowly, slowly. So we get the understanding of the importance of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.